You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2020. The weekend is right around the corner. Hopefully you have some big plans in store. It sounds like here in New York, where we're headquartered, might be seeing a few storms tonight and into the weekend. So if you're here in New York, stay safe, stay dry. The rest of the country, it sounds like coronavirus is continuing to poke its head, which we'll get into in just a sec as we dive right into today's Daily Financial News segment. Today's financial news summary. Florida coronavirus cases spook the markets while tech continues to ride high. Here is your daily financial news summary for Thursday, July 9th, 2020. Mixed markets today as the NASDAQ reached record highs after closing up 0.5%, while the Dow Jones slid 0.5% and the S&P 500 fell 0.6%. Some of today's biggest winners were Amazon, which was up 3.3%, Costco, which ended up 2.915%, while Walmart rounded out the group, closing up 2.66%. Video game company Electronic Arts also saw shares go up by 2.35%. While many shares on the tech and retailer side were up today, or at least online e-commerce, Walgreens Boots Alliance saw shares dive 7.8% as a result of their missed earnings report. Much of the negative reaction was also attributed to their Boots UK store's low sales numbers from the low foot traffic due to stay-at-home orders in the UK. They announced that they are now planning to cut 4,000 jobs in the Boots UK business as a result. Others that saw losses included Kohl's Retail and United Airlines, which both were down about 7.25%. Oil and gas stocks also took a hit, with Hess Corp down 9.4%, Phillips 66 down 7.8%, and Marathon Oil down over 7% on the day. Stocks bottomed out today based on the news that Florida recorded a record number of coronavirus-related hospitalizations and a record spike in deaths related to COVID-19. Another news topic that impacted markets today was news that the Supreme Court ruled to allow the Manhattan District Attorney to review President Donald Trump's tax records as part of their ongoing investigation into his businesses. And that caused a bit of market reaction, as it could impact the chances of President Donald Trump's re-election. Initial jobless claims also hit 1.314 million last week, slightly below the Dow Jones estimate of 1.39 million. So some positivity there. Continuing claims are now sitting at 18.06 million, which is down by about 698,000 from last week. Weekly claims have stayed above 1 million for the past 15 weeks. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin plans to work between the White House and Congress for a new coronavirus response bill targeted to be managed by the end of the month. Included will likely be another round of stimulus checks, but likely with lower income caps. Enhanced employment benefits, including the $600 added unemployment cash benefit, still remain under debate, despite United States unemployment rates remaining at 11.1%. And that wraps up today's financial news summary. We are going to take a quick break and circle back on the other side with a look at the new Hong Kong security law, which many of you have probably heard headlines, read some headlines or some summaries, but we're going to take a deeper dive here in just a moment. Hang tight. We'll be back on the other side. And welcome back to the second half of Call Put Strike, daily financial news and insights. Second half, we always do a look at a different financial insight, and today is no different. So we're going across the pond here and taking a look at Hong Kong's national security law and its potential threat to U.S. tech giants and financial institutions. Many of us have probably heard quite a bit about this new policy, but with everything going on in the United States news cycle between coronavirus, the current White House administration, and a number of other topics, many of us might not have had a chance to take a look at the new Hong Kong national security law. We even touched on a little bit of the TikTok situation in yesterday's podcast. So if you missed that one, good one to take a look at. So with China imposing Hong Kong Security Bill 2020 and the U.S. retaliating with a new sanction bill is a tailwind that threatens U.S. companies' operations in the former British colony. So the security law has already had its first casualty. ByteDance has announced it is ending support for video service TikTok in Hong Kong. Hong Kong National Security Law. So with the passing of the Hong Kong National Security Law, Beijing now has sweeping powers to prosecute any entity it perceives as a threat to national security. On its part, Washington has responded the best way it knows, fearing its interests in the semi-autonomous region are at considerable risk. The U.S. Congress has already passed a bill that establishes penalties to foreign persons or entities that undermine Hong Kong, one country, two systems, under the new security law. The bill gives the government of the day the power to block assets and deny U.S. entry to entities that implement the security law. This has caused U.S. tech giants to be a bit more on edge. So U.S. tech giants led by Microsoft, Twitter, Facebook, and Alphabet, or Google as they're more commonly known, face an uncertain future with the passing of the Hong Kong Security Bill 2020. The new law will reshape how the companies carry out their operations, especially how they handle user data in Hong Kong. Facebook, Google, and Twitter have already confirmed the suspension of user data processing under Chinese government requests, with China expected to retaliate the best way possible. A standoff threatens critical revenue streams for the U.S. companies. Facebook, which opened a big new office in Hong Kong, sells more than $5 billion a year in ad space to Chinese businesses. The revenue stream is now at significant risk as China continues to enhance its hold of the autonomous region. Google and Twitter could also be forced to close down operations in Hong Kong on tensions between the U.S. and China escalating. Like most U.S. companies, the two offers their service in Hong Kong but remain blocked in mainland China. So what about the financial institutions? So tech companies are not the only ones facing an uncertain future in Hong Kong. The U.S. sanctioned bill over the security law also calls for steeper penalties for entities that knowingly do business with people under sanctions. Conversely, big U.S. banks find themselves in a tight spot as most of them operate subsidiaries in Hong Kong that may have Chinese officials under sanctions. Most global transactions are often done in U.S. dollars, which means most U.S. banks are well exposed. JPMorgan Chase & Company boasts of the biggest one of the biggest investments in Hong Kong, close to $19 billion. It now faces the most prominent risk should the tit-for-tat fight standoff between China and the U.S. get out of hand. Goldman Sachs also is another U.S. bank that could lose big given the advising it does in the region to entities such as Alibaba Group or others. Global banks have already started reviewing their clientele base to protect themselves from fines and penalties for dealing with people exposed to sanctions. The Hong Kong Security Bill 2020 promises lots of disruptions not only to U.S. companies, but other multinationals with vast interests in the semi-autonomous country. And that wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike. We hope that look into the Hong Kong security law opens your eyes to a few of the challenges the tech industry as well as the banking industry face. And that concludes today's episode. We hope you have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow. TGIF. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.